Good afternoon, everybody. Really, what Sharon and I just want to do today is walk through. I mean, some of it is just kind of basics about, you know, how do you develop and think about a campaign. And you know, for the most part, it's not rocket science. It's not something that I think all of us, either in our professional or personal lives, have not had to do in some way, shape, or form. I think and hope what we're going to just walk through today is really a good refresher of, you know, how you think through a campaign. What are the strategies, or how do you think strategically about what your goals are and the tactics and means by which you achieve them? And so really just want to put that, all this whole discussion kind of in that framework. Next one. I mean, at its most basic, you know, a campaign is just, you know, a series of activities and operations to bring about a particular result. I mean, whether it's if you just go to the next slide. I mean, whether it's, you know, obviously a political campaign like we're all witnessing these days, to, you know, various public health related initiatives that we've seen over the years, to, you know, advertising for, you know, tourism. I mean, you know, almost any advertising is campaigning. You know, having your, you know, second grader, you know, lobby you for a sleepover on the weekend is campaigning. You know, it's just depends on, you know, who's doing it and how you do it. I mean, and not all campaigns are necessarily looking or resulting in a good effect. I mean, look at the Marlboro Man. Look at, you know, a lot of the campaigns you see from the tobacco industry. You know, very successful. There's a lot of rightful kind of vilification of what the tobacco industry does, but if you look at them from, you know, just from how they function in terms of a campaign, keeping focused on selling a product, because that's what they're there for, whatever means in many cases of how to achieve that goal, they keep their eye on the ball, just like we need to keep our eye on the ball. And I think we just need to remind ourselves of that, you know, in terms of how we approach this over time. Next. So what makes a campaign successful? On a variety of levels, it's, you know, developing a local strategy. I mean, we can have, like we just unveiled, a national theme. But, you know, how do you localize that? How do you make that relevant in your day-to-day lives and the work that you do? How do you translate that into something that's meaningful? How do you tailor those messages around that overall theme? It's about planning meaningful events and activities, identifying effective and appropriate partners. Often, I think sometimes within public health, I know speaking from my own experience when I used to work at the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids and a few other places, you have to look often beyond, you know, beyond the choir, as I would say, in terms of who are new and different partners you can bring to the discussion, because often it's not the message, it's the messenger. And I think one of the things we need to think about going forward. And again, thinking strategically. So how do we, what are the steps to an effective campaign?
Do you want to speak to the pitchers?
Do I want to speak to the pitchers? I think the pitchers speak for themselves. Really just talking about, you know, strategic thinking, about strategery, as we've all come to know it. It's, you know, strategy describes the direction or means by which a campaign will be directed. It's the overall guiding framework for what we want to do. It's the, you know, it's the big picture, but because really without an overarching strategy, what we're just left with is disjointed and disconnected activities. They need to be sewn together somehow, and we have to come up with, you know, what's the ball game at the, how do we define success? I mean, something that Sharon's going to talk about later on is, you know, thinking first, maybe you can go to the next one, I think we talk about this a little bit, is how do we think about what's the end game, what do you want to achieve, and then backing up from there in terms of how do you accomplish it. And I think it's challenging ourselves to think differently in terms of different perspectives. You know, getting inside the mindset of, you know, who are your key audiences, who are the different stakeholders, and if there is opposition, you know, how do you think like the opposition does? I mean, if, you know, if you're working in tobacco control, you know, how do you think about, you know, if I were working for Philip Morris, what would they be doing? How do they go about approaching their objective to increase shareholder value generate profits. If you think like that, what are the, it's like a chessboard. I mean, what are the things you need to do to block that action? So it's, trying to get inside their head. It's being curious. It's being focused. And it's being passionate in terms of carrying things through. Next. Again, it's about asking good questions, about playing devil's advocate on some level. Sometimes it's a role people sometimes are a little uncomfortable playing, whether it's viewed as challenging authority or challenging the status quo. I think sometimes it's good to rattle cages a little bit and get people to think a little bit outside of the box in terms of, just because we've been doing something for X number of years does not necessarily mean it's the right thing to be doing, or that circumstances haven't changed over time so that, we need to adapt our thinking. I mean, that's one of the things, hopefully one of the take homes out of this discussion and what you take home overall from the session is while you want to you have to keep your eye on the ball. What's your end result? How do you define success for yourself? But you can't be so rigid in your tactics as to not be willing to adapt over time to changing circumstances. Things that may or may not be in your control. They may be things totally unrelated to what you're dealing with. I mean, if we had launched this effort and this theme 6 months ago, and all of a sudden, we've got a Wall Street meltdown on our hands, how would we have had to have adapted and changed this approach as a result of this? I mean, I think these economic and budget challenges we're facing right now, they're serious and severe, and we're all going to have to deal with them, but they also present opportunity if they're framed properly and we talk about these issues and, what are the strengths of public health? Within public health, what are your strengths and how do you play those strengths to the situation at hand, to the current environment?
Which is my slide.
And then, speaking of which, Karen's going to take it from here.
Matt mentioned, where am I going? This way.
There.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he mentioned, obviously, the economic situation that we're facing, and we also have a new president coming in. We also have a new Congress, possibly more people in the Senate. Yay. And so, obviously, we want to look at these situations and figure out, well, how can we – there's obviously going to be challenges with people with budgeting and how much people want to invest in things that we're doing, but there's also the opportunities as if with the new president, with new members of Congress, we can really press – our message to a newer audience. So we always want to look at what other opportunities and how we can work the campaign in order to meet those opportunities and also mitigate the challenges. Next. And then, no.
It's not going.
Did you jack it up?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got it. Never mind, Matt. it takes a woman. another thing that Matt mentioned earlier is one of the challenges is you have these great maybe national efforts, but how do you take it to your community? How do you make it local? Because obviously to make it successful for you, you need to really localize it and get people to pay attention in your community. So that's one of our challenges with what we're doing right now is really how do we take this, building the foundation for Healthy America and turn it into something that you can use locally, because that's where you're going to see the impact. Let's see. So some of the things that we had talked about, big questions are, if public health didn't exist, pretty scary. And then obviously you want to show what impacts you have. So how do you make what you do real to those people in your community? And some of the more scary ideas were, if it didn't exist, hey, don't drink the water. But those are some of the things that we want to take into consideration is when you have these, if you're working with, say, APHA on a national, how do I take that and then make it local? And well, obviously that's part of our job is to try to help you do that. Okay, I'm going to do this. Also, again, delivering and tailoring messages are very important. Obviously, there are a lot of messages constantly bombarding people, including just the Joe the Plumbers and
Joe the Epidemiologist.
So what we need to do is make sure that our messages are clear and concise, and also, even though it's the dreaded yes, people don't think when you give them sound bites, but they remember sound bites. So in order to compete against all of the messaging, you got to think in that term of how, what are they going to remember? So really it's taking those messages and making them simple and making them concise and making them effective.
And it's also, I would just add to that. I mean, it's often the message and it's the messenger. Because sometimes you might have the dead on right message, but quite frankly, public health is not people to deliver it. I mean, I think one of the things you're finding is, you know, we're in an age, increasingly so, where peer-to-peer communication is most effective. And, I mean, you know, maybe the business owner in your community who can deliver that message. It may be someone from the faith community who can deliver that message. It may be a variety of people, which speaks to the need to kind of increase partnerships, which we'll get into, and other things. But it's looking at both your message and messenger and figuring out who your target audiences are, because you may have, you know, you're going to want to have different faces to talk about this. One of the things, I mean, you may have seen at different points today, we had a film crew interviewing people around here. And one of the things we want to do from that is, you know, putting a face on public health, giving a voice to it, you know, sharing those stories to really start to personalize it so people become aware of public health, they care about public health, and they act on public health.
And it defines public health. I think that's one of the challenges we've seen is, what is it? It's so big that most people can't even wrap their arms around what it is. And it does impact everyone's life every day. So that's part of the thing that we're trying to do as well. Events. A lot of people think you have to have an event if you're going to have a campaign. Sometimes that's not the case. But when you're planning a campaign, you really want to think about what constitutes an event for you. Is it a large event? Is it a big rally? Is it a media roundtable? Is it something just with your community? So you really need to think about what kind of events you want. And the real key thing is, do you need that event? Is there another way to do it? A lot of now we're finding online blogger outreach, online communities are a great way to really get the community up to speed on what's going on and get them involved. So online is also an effective way to get your message out there without spending a fortune on an event. Obviously, events do work well if you've got the right people and the right forum. A lot of things that we really in our profession tell people to stay away from are press conferences. A lot of times, the press conference is pretty much dead unless you're the president. Or, you know, someone of that stature. I mean, they're just not really well attended. So, you know, those kinds of things aren't really something that we would really recommend. So you want to be creative. You want to think about what really is going to impact your event in a positive way and make sure it's the right thing for you to do.
And it's remembering, you know, an event is a tactic.
Right. It's not the strategy.
And it's like, does this event or whatever else you're thinking about move the ball, move the needle toward helping you achieve your ultimate goal?
And it may not.
That in the forefront of your mind.
You can save a lot of money sometimes by doing something else like an online outreach campaign. So don't be afraid of the online world, because there are a lot of people out there talking every day, and they really are great advocates and really do push. And a lot of times the media are reading these blogs and generating their story ideas. We're talking about investments, obviously AIG, Freddie Mac. Those are not the things you want to invest in. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. But what we really want to take, this is obviously a historic moment in our economy. People don't know what's up, what's down. But we know that public health is always a wise investment. And we don't want to back away or shy away from telling people that this is the place you should invest. Public health is something that we cannot back away from putting money into, putting thought into. And so that's something we really need to take this opportunity and say, yes, there are things that we don't want to focus on and invest in anymore, and we are shying away, but health is something that you always need to remember as something that is always a wise investment. So it's just a point to remember that this is not something to be afraid of saying we're worth you spending the money on us.
I'd only add to that, I would just say, in a nod to the current circumstances, which are severe, there's going to be need to prioritize some of those investment ideas. You know, so if you had to choose between, you know, four or five things? I mean, what would they be? You know, how would you sequence them to have the biggest impact? But again, not shying away from them. I mean, one of the core strengths of public health is, you know, the evidence base behind it, the value of that investment. And I think it's just a message that will resonate with certain audiences in this current environment a lot more so than other discussions of investments.
And also, again, just looking at the environment, there may be priorities that you have that really fit with what Congress is talking about or what some of those things, the priorities they have. So you obviously want to keep listening to what they're talking about, because obviously that does help you get in the doors if you're already, you say, well, I know that this is a priority for you. It's a priority for us. So just don't shy away from saying that, demanding basically, we need to be invested, you know, we need to be invested in, and this is something that you can't walk away from, no matter how much AIG uses on spa treatments. And then again, partnerships. The main thing is to just always try to think outside of the box and not always think about your traditional partners. There's a lot of people, again, online, student groups, a lot of just different people out there that can be great messengers, advocates for your campaign. So just don't be afraid to look outside of who you're traditionally comfortable with. Obviously, you want to screen them, but there are a lot of really good opportunities with people that you would never normally think about. So this is the time to be creative and really branch out and see what makes sense for your campaign.
And I think there's a receptivity, I mean, especially I think, at least among certain aspects or elements of the corporate world, which I know having worked in public health, there's often some hesitation or reservation about, you know, corporate partnerships. And like Sharon said, they certainly, everyone has to be screened appropriately for, you know, how they align with what you're doing. But I think they need to be considered if you're trying to look at the whole solution, the whole, how do you address, you know, all these different issues in from an aggregate sense, you know, they need to be at least part of the discussion and, you know, at least have a dialogue there, because there's a lot of common ground there that I think is worth exploring, that a lot of these institutions and corporate entities, you know, they may or may not be aware of some of the things that you're doing, how they benefit them, and you know how if you work more collaboratively, you know, you can both achieve a whole lot more.
And then, sure.
Mm-hmm. What was your visual down there supposed to be saying to me?
Peanut butter and chocolate. It's a great idea.
It's a great combination. Great partnership.
Okay. See, I come from the get junk foods out of school.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's next to tobacco in my mind.
Oh, sorry, but it's the philosophy. It's okay, philosophical. Okay. We're not suggesting you eat it. We're not suggesting you eat it. It's just philosophy.
Thank you.
Don't eat that. Yeah. Next time we'll do yogurt and granola.
Oh, we like this group.
Yeah.
Didn't sell to her.
It didn't.
No, it made me kind of just get very uneasy about what were we all talking about here, and you know, who were we? You know,
no, we're it's okay. Just the philosophy of taking a thing and yeah. and then again, mm-hmm. Just envisioning the end of this and the end of the campaign, and what does success mean to you when you start strategizing on what this campaign is? What do you see as success? What is success for you? Never lose sight of the big picture and what your success is, but as Matt has already mentioned, you always want to be flexible within the strategy so that if there is an economic crash or there is a new president that comes in that you weren't expecting or something's along those lines where you really need to then readjust and be willing to move things around, take another approach as necessary in order to reach your success. So again, it's just always being flexible, always knowing what you want, but always being prepared to take a different a position or to look at different activities or messages if you need to. And then again, measuring success. Obviously, you want to be able to quantify your success in some way, shape, or form. So when you go in and look at what is a success to me, knowing ways that you can measure that success, whether it's media, you know, how many media interviews you get, how many people register for an event, various, it just depends on, you know, did a message get translated in the way you wanted, did people get quoted? I mean, it can kind of cover the gamut, but you should know and kind of list out things that you can go back and then say, this campaign did work. You probably already know that. And then the big question, which is Matt.
Well, I think it's really just this whole discussion is, I mean, steering it back to the National Public Health Week theme is how are all the different campaign efforts and tactics and strategies and events and everything else that, you know, combinations of things that people will consider doing, how do they help further the goal of achieving, you know, a healthy America in your community, in your state, for the nation, and just kind of keeping your eye on that goal. That's the goal that everybody is in agreement on. I mean, how do you backing up from there? How do you get to that point? And, you know, I think it's a big audacious goal. And, you know, but I think there's a reason for it. I mean, it's where we all want to see to get to. And, you know, it's recognizing it's going to take time. But, you know, how do you build a campaign, a sustained campaign that may take several years? But, you know, how do you stage it? What's the sequence of things you need to be doing to ultimately, you know, achieve that end? So it's that's.
And one thing to remember when you're planning, I know that we get ahead of ourselves and we expect immediate success and that we're going to change the world in a very short period of time, but these campaigns can take multiple years. And so you really have to be patient in some ways, because I worked in blood donation. I worked with America's Blood Centers, and everybody knew in that world how important blood donation is, how important it is to people's lives, everyday lives, not just during car accidents. Most people don't even think about blood donation unless something tragic happens. So if you're not even on the radar screen of these, it takes time just to get up to zero, just to a benchmark. And it gets very frustrating when people are very passionate about this and really want people to get it. And why don't you get it? Why don't they get it? Why aren't the media covering this? Well, it takes time. So when you think about your campaign, think of it not just in a year or 6 months. Think about it over time and really be sure of, we think we can change people. We can, one, raise awareness. Two, we can change attitudes. And then three, actually get people to act on something. So I know a lot of times we expect it to just happen overnight, and it doesn't always. So just to throw that out there, because I know how impatient we can all get. So. Are you talking about built the actual this theme, or are you talking about?
Yeah, the theme changes every year, but we usually hope that National Public Health Week is kind of the launch to continue activities around the theme longer than just a year, and that's always kind of been a challenge for both APJ and affiliates because things change. But we feel that especially this year with this issue and the new administration coming on, it's a good opportunity to continue activities longer than just the first week in April. So,
and really,
that might be something that you want to, when you talk about our groups, if you would like to see more continuity of theme and tying in a theme from year to year, that's something we can suggest.
I think this theme, which is really what's good about it, is it's broad enough to bring in various sections of what you're doing, but it's also something that can continue. Obviously, if you can continue a campaign for more than a year, you're obviously going to be able to keep hitting those messages home, home, home. You can change the theme, but it really does help to have that continuous message. I mean, you think about seatbelts, or you think about some of these other campaigns, they're 10, 20 years old, and they never really stray from that core message. So it just depends on what your goals are and how it really works within your organization.
And that's it. Other than you can contact me or Matt, and we'd be happy to address any of your concerns, or obviously your friends at APHA. And that's it. Any other questions? Or
kind of on taking out of that last set of conversation, I wonder if a way we could continue it from year to year, and again, why don't people know what public health is? We never say the words. What if we started each year's theme with public health, building the foundation for a healthy America, public health, doing what's right for America, public health, eating fruits and vegetables, public health.
Not Reese's peanut butter cups.
That's the first words, and the people begin to hear public health. Oh my God, there must be. What is public health anyway? That would tie it together.
move a number of years ago. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to be launched on September the 12th of 2001.
Oh.
Because it was going to be launched at our state public health association meeting on that day. And it was from national public health laboratories and some other groups had gone together and come up with a theme that was that everybody was starting to buy into. It was everyone, every day, public health.
I still start up with public health,
yeah.
though, as opposed
yeah.
to being the
Well, end. That's what it was. It was public health, everyone, every day. And I thought that was an excellent thing. But due to the timing, it never went
yeah.
anywhere. There was no funding. There was no time. There was no interest. Everything obviously got sidetracked. But that is, the thought has been given, but it seems to have never really gotten.
And one of the things we found we actually held focus groups in coming up with the theme, and public health is something that they really warned us to stay away from at this point. I don't think people get it, and I think they kind of close their eyes to it. I think starting at this level and starting to build, because what we want to do is personalize and start really telling people what public health is and showing them, like I know the student group is doing This is Public Health. So there's these other campaigns that are out there that you should see as one effort in a way. I mean, they're all going to feed into what we're doing, which will strengthen the message. So at some point there may be a way to say public health is, but from what we got from research, people just kind of glazed over. They don't understand, so they're not going to listen to it. So, but there's ways to do that within the campaign, which is what we're really trying to do, is get people to talk about this and explain to people what is public health and get people to start a dialogue and really start raising that awareness. And then I think that's when you can really go into what public health is or use these other campaigns that are going on to help build this. But it's definitely, public health is definitely something that the average person doesn't really get or want to get necessarily, because they think it's this big mammoth government agency, with white coats, and they don't understand the relevance of it.
Okay, so I'm actually am using the This is Public Health campaign. I'm starting it in Washington State with several universities right now. We're hoping to expand to all the universities in Washington State. We're hoping to also go to the public health practitioners who are in dire straits in our state as far as layoffs. So, I mean, the problem is that the public does not understand what public health is. So if we tie in last year's campaign, This is Public Health, with this, and we do that intentionally, then maybe we can make some difference in continuity and helping the public understand what public health is. But if we keep changing the message, then we don't get to them, because it takes 2, 3, 4 times.
It takes a long time.
Yes, it does. So we need to be a little bit more intentional with what we're doing. At least that's
what this, I mean, really, it's all about strategy. What are you trying to get? How are you going to, and what makes sense? And looking at other campaigns that are already out there, well, how can we, complement that? How can we work together and really build something that really pushes the bar? Because it's just going to take time. I mean, that's the frustration, is it does take time to get people to understand why this is so important.
I have another question, sorry. So, as far as, this campaign, and again, I'm kind of new to all this, so you've got your email addresses and your phone numbers, and there's the ASPH people, and I've talked to some people at the booths. It would be really nice if I had a list of resources of people who have done some of these campaigns, who have worked on them, so when I run into a problem or I just need to do some brainstorming, I could talk to someone who actually knows what they're talking about, while I'm trying to go out to make these partnerships, because it is a little bit different for me to kind of be extending myself from where I've been. So it helps to have some experience. So can I call you at 6 a.m.?
At 3 a.m. Matt will answer the phone. No. Obviously we want to be there, and obviously we want this to be a success and you to be able to use it and make it a success. So obviously any people that, we're happy to.
So are you going to have like webinars that we can get in touch with you?
There'll be a website, and the website will have toolkits and fact sheets and all that.
Right, but that's staff.
Yeah.
But are we going to have some webinars where we can talk among each other about what's been successful, what isn't?
That's a good suggestion to offer when we do our groups.
That's what we want to hear back.
Yeah. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, what's going to help you? We want to hear about what you want in the toolkit, what makes sense for you. I mean, so we really want to listen to you and take all this back and figure out, how is this going to work? How is this going to be able to, what can we give you to make it work?
Yeah, I mean, we've all, I was just going to say, I mean, we've all either created or seen, you know, toolkits that, you know, we had a dime for every toolkit. We'd have enough money to pay for all the public health needs in the country. I mean, too often the toolkit gets created, or goes on the shelf, and we never do anything with it. So, it's how do we make it as accessible, user-friendly, and of value to whatever you want to do in Washington State or in Mississippi or anywhere else, and I think that's the goal that we want to come to.
Well, look, let me just tell you from distance learning perspective, because that's what mine is. My program is partial distance learning for public health professionals. So that's great.
Do you want to know?
You know, the web is great. Email is great. You know, all this information is great. That's, you know, static. But where the value comes in is with the conversation. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the conversation, it doesn't sink in. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep the conversation. Mm-hmm. So just from a perspective of a distance learning educational director who's worked with this for, you know, 12 years now, got to have the conversation.
I think webinars are an easy way to do that. So I definitely that's something we'll take back.
You talked about in the beginning how to really look at this as a campaign and to know what your goals are. And let me back up and say I'm really excited about the theme for Public Health Week. And as you presented, I guess I started thinking about, okay, that's Public Health Week and we have a theme. And is our campaign putting together something for Public Health Week, or is it part of a larger campaign? Because we're talking about the What is Public Health campaign, mm-hmm. and their goal is to make people understand public health. What is our goal with building a foundation for a healthy America? Because I love it as a theme, but if our campaign is to celebrate Public Health Week,
it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's much more than that. I mean, we look at this as National Public Health Week as a kickoff, that it's the beginning.
What's the campaign?
Yeah, what is the goal? And that might be what I think
that's for
you.
I think that's for you to have that discussion to define that.
Yeah. We're getting to the point what we need to be doing it in groups, actually. So let's do this.
Does APHA already have national partners? Like, are you partnering with Google? Or are you partnering with, you know, Kroger or Kmart or anybody nationally that we should know about to partner with at the state level?
Yeah, usually we have a list of partners that will be on the website, and you can go to the website and sign up as a partner. We encourage all the affiliates to sign up as partners.
No. Do you have national partners who are already?
Oh, yeah. Well, they change every year, but we have traditional and non-traditional partners. Lots of public health organizations,
I have
CDC,
another
and also depending on what the theme is, there will be different special interest groups that will want to partner with us. But we're still, I don't know, what they mean. I know when we signed up as a Ohio Public Health Foundation in the past years, I signed up on our name on the list and they were saying it, but it didn't do anything to benefit our efforts. So I think what I was asking for is if there are some partnerships that we can say you're helping the American Public Health Association, can we use whatever group you have locally for business or
Rails to Trail.
Rails to Trail. And so we're getting better at that. And so
I have one other guy. Okay, great.
Copy for some of our materials. And they just can do at their local level as well as put some information on their website. So to answer your question in terms of have we actively gone out and tried to partner, and try to make a connection with our themes, no, but that's something that we're looking forward to. And in terms of the corporate, that gets a little tricky because we have to go, it goes before our board and we have a whole committee for social responsibility costs. And all these organizations have to be vetted to make sure that there's some.
Okay, we do one more quick question and then let's.
My question, and I think that Sharon, you said something that made me kind of think that at the national level at APHA, okay, this is when I read all of this, it's great. But I'm wondering if there is a this behind it. Is this that APHA wants, health care for all or national health insurance or whatever you want to call universal health care? I mean, is that what this is? Is it really at the national focused on health care? that be a success? Is that what we're trying to do with the new administration and all that? That's the thing we're trying to carry across the line?
We don't have a particularly policy focus that we're focusing on at this point. At this point, we're really just trying to build on the momentum that's going to be coming out. It's going to really depend on who gets in office and what their priorities are. And we just want to have a foundation in place so we can work. We're invited to the table. Public health is involved in those conversations. So people, if we have an administration that's looking at changing access to care, looking at universal coverage, we want to make sure that public health is thought about in the realm of that conversation. So we do not have one particularly policy focus. We're not focusing on one particular person's platform.
And the great thing about it is that it gives you a chance at the local level to tailor it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What it is that you have going on in your state that's important. Or,
but I was just wondering at the national level, like you guys, when you do this toolkit or you do whatever, is there something that APHA was really saying to you, okay, what we really want, what is the evidence of success? Is the evidence of success that you have 50 campaigns going on during public health week out in the United States, or is it something else? That was my...
I think that we're still kind of defining. I think we need to talk to you. We want to hear back from you. I mean, we're still at the early stages of really defining what we're going to do. I know that we want to take as much advantage of a new administration and get our point across that public health is the foundation for anything you're going to do in health reform. So that's, but then as it goes, as in what we hear back from you, that's going to help us define what we think success is. We want to hear that from you as well.
And